Listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Cannabis Hangout.
Welcome, welcome. This is episode 2, and our title for today is Cannabis for What? We are going to be discussing why Saba and I both use cannabis and what we use it for. And then later on, we're going to have somebody on here that we're going to interview.
So, Brannon, why do you use cannabis?
Let's jump right into it. For me, I use marijuana for anxiety. I use it for relaxing, especially after work. I know a lot of people like to have a glass of wine after work to unwind their day. Fun fact, I don't like wine. I don't drink wine.
It's true.
It's not my thing. Doesn't taste right. Anyways, so weed is like my wine every day. So that is kind of how I put it. But also, also, it's a painkiller. It's a sleep medicinal thing for me.
Sleep aid
is what I'm trying to say. I don't think I could. I can't go to sleep without smoking. If I try to do that, I'm going to be up in my bed and thinking about a lot of stuff and can't turn my mind off. So I feel like it just helps me be able to turn my mind off. It helps with, I mean, these are all things I feel like it helps with lots of people. These are just me personally. Nausea, if I feel sick, if I am in the middle of any of that, if I'd been throwing up, like just previously in the past, like being able to smoke completely, like, calms my stomach down.
I think cures a hangover, like
I know.
Fresh smoke, honestly.
It's very true. It's just like universally healing, like all throughout your body, I would say. But on the other side of it for me, without it being, you know, for a painkiller, anxiety, relaxing, it's definitely a mood booster for me. If I want to, you know, tap into my creativity or productive side, I love to use cannabis for those reasons too. So
that's so true. The mood thing is especially because certain strains definitely night and day, I feel like, change my mood around.
Definitely specific strains I like better for, you know, daytime or creativity, productive use. So
absolutely. I agree with that. I like to use cannabis for, so over the last year, I haven't actually been diagnosed with anxiety by a doctor because I know that they're just going to probably tell me to take pills. And I'm not a big pill girl. I barely take Advil. Like, I only do it if I'm just like really needing something, you know, but that's even like rare occasions. But so over the last year, I've like had really bad anxiety and I feel like it's gotten worse. So for me, it's almost like an instant, like I can hit my pen and not be high. It's like microdosing. So I can take a little puff and my insides immediately calm down. And then I'm good.
Right.
Like, I'm not high. I can still go about my day. I can still totally be functional.
It's like an instant natural fix without having to, like, wait later on.
Exactly.
I feel like for it.
Yeah. And I feel like people oftentimes associate cannabis with, like, oh, you're going to be so stoned. But, like, that's not the case. You have to just microdose and kind of, obviously, it all takes trial and error. And everyone's bodies work so differently. But you just have to see what works best for you. So for me, honestly, that was a big thing. And when I'm cramping, like when I'm on my period,
yes,
it's so bad for me. And I like, it's just, I mean, you know, my cramps have always been super bad.
Right. That's also where that salve comes into handy, putting some THC, CBD salve.
Oh my gosh. It's like instant relief. That, and again, just either smoking a little bowl or hitting my pen or maybe even just an edible. Sometimes I just like to eat half an edible and just kind of let it do its thing.
Isn't it nice to be able to choose from like so many different options? It's not just like I'm going to take this one pill that needs to help with all of these symptoms. You can literally like be like, I want a tincture. Do I need an edible? Do I need a topical? Do I want flower? You know,
there's so many. It's crazy. Now they have like coffee and shit too.
Cannabis and coffee.
I know. You got me. Somebody can come out with a good coffee that has cannabis in it. Sign us up.
Yes.
Sign us up. But yeah, so that's some of the reasons why we use cannabis and kind of what helps with our day to day.
Yes. And I know we told you last episode kind of a rundown of what we were going to be doing and who the types of people that we wanted to be interviewing, cannabis users. And so today we do have somebody on our podcast that we are going to share. Her name is Blakely. She also happens to be my older sister. And so we are just going to ask her to share a little bit of her story and why she uses cannabis and how it works for her and addiction. And I know a lot of people can relate to this and it hits home for a lot of people. Definitely know that. So she's just going to kind of share the medicinal benefits and how it's kind of changed her life. So please welcome Blakely to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi, Blakely.
Thanks welcome. For having me.
We're so happy to have you.
Yes. Thank you. So my name is Blakely. I decided to get clean December 23rd of 2018. So next month will be my 1 year clean and sober. I worked really hard. So I was a drug addict for 12 plus years. My heroin was my favorite, anything and everything, really. You had it, I wanted to get high on it. I was a junkie. I was an IV drug user on a daily basis. I was the bottom of the barrel junkie. Fortunately, you know, I decided to get clean. Cannabis has been so beneficial to me in so many ways. I am so thankful for the plant and have a newfound love for it.
So, Blakely, when did you find, or like as your healing process began, like was there a certain like aha moment that you were like, man, like this is like cannabis is my new, I mean, it's not even a drug, but like plant of choice where this is really gonna, this is my healing factor?
Yes, there was. When I truly decided to get clean and I was really trying to heal from within, I realized that this is from the earth. This is from the ground, you know, and this has to work. This is natural. You know, there's no additives, there's no chemicals, there's nothing bad or toxic in this. This is from the ground. So I know it has to work. I gave it a try. I really depended on it the first months, and I still do. It's great. It helps me in so many different ways.
I mean, wouldn't you say like, especially like being fresh out of using drugs and you're like in a recovery stage, it's, you know, you're always trying to be careful about not replacing something, you know, with something else. But the fact that it was marijuana, I just know from you how it's changed your life a lot.
Yeah.
And just seeing that, you know, you're the type of person who does need it all day, every day, which is great. You know, everyone's so different with it. But
it helps me with anxiety, depression. You know, I take a tincture in the morning.
Yeah, I was just about to. That was actually going to be my next question.
Okay.
I know you take a tincture every morning.
I do.
A lot of people don't. I feel like a lot of people don't know what tincture is. So tincture is like a bottle with a dropper, but there's a lot of medicinal. I feel like people don't really think of it, using it on like a day-to-day basis for it to help like incorporate into the day. But I
because
mean,
I feel like some people are like, oh, I don't want to be high first thing in the morning, like I can't function. But then some people, like Blakely, would you say, why do you like using a tincture in the morning?
I love it. So when I get up in the morning, I'll you know, get up, do a little exercise. After I eat breakfast, I take about 8 milligrams of my tincture. It helps with my anxiety. It relieves that immediately. It helps with, you know, just any type of ache or pain you might have, discomfort in the morning from just sleeping, you know. It's great. I work with it. I work on it, and I still do my job thoroughly and, you know, to a T. But it just helps ease my day, and it truly is medicine for me. It's natural medicine, and I I love it.
So do you have a tincture brand that you like specifically?
Absolutely. Yes, I do, Sava.
Tell us about it, sister.
Okay, so it's going to be Rise and Shine Tincture, actually, by Red Dirt Labs. Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Red Dirt Labs.
Yes.
Shout out to Red Dirt Labs.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You guys have done great. I love it, and I will drive anywhere in the city for it.
That's
and
true, she will.
Yeah, it's a good thing, so.
I love that. Yeah. So other than that, what ways do you, or what, like, do you feel when you either hit your vape or eat an edible, do you find that it targets different, I don't know, like different things, different attributes to you? Do you feel like one's better than the other? Do you have a preference?
So it depends.
What's your go-to?
My go-to. Okay. I would say my go-to is probably going to be my pen. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, after I got introduced to my tincture, the Rise and Shine, that's my go-to. I feel like I can take mm-hmm. it any more. I can take as many droplets as I need to. Mm-hmm. I know what my, tolerance is. Mm-hmm. 8 milligrams a droppler, I believe. I'm in control of that. Mm-hmm. So I can medicate accordingly mm-hmm. in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. Has it, what would you say? So, just being in recovery period, and I know there's times where your mind does mm-hmm. go off into rabbit holes, right?
Yeah, of course. Just, I just remembered, I was telling my sister the other day, Brandon was telling her, I just get high and I just go work out and do squats, and I will squat. Next thing I know, I've done 90 squats.
That is so true.
In my zone.
That's so true. But that is also going to be another cannabis hangout episode on like exercising and using marijuana, because that's such a euphoric feeling. So. Yeah. I mean, that's another can of worms later, but yes.
So I just want to take a second to say that this is a great, we started this so we could have different kinds of people on here with different types of stories, and this is be a platform for them to mm-hmm. share and just.
This is a judgment-free zone entirely, and so we just kind of want to.
Educate, really, for those of you who haven't been surrounded by people who have had addiction problems, or those of us who have, just getting, just really.
Mm-hmm. And we know that addiction comes in all shapes and forms and sizes. We know that some are a lot heavy and different than others. And even with Blakely being my sister, I think I've been through it all without being a user myself. So, I hope that a lot of you can relate to it.
And it's not to say that people do have addictions, but mm-hmm. there's ways to overcome it. And it's a beautiful thing that cannabis has brought Blakely here to where she is. And
has is healing her and allowing her to like remain sober and practice a sober lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so we're just really honing in on that. But now we're going to kind of dive a little deeper into Blakely and her story, just so you can get to know her a little bit better. I know she's talked about how cannabis helps her, but just so you can kind of get a background on maybe how intense her addiction was, for how long, that type of idea. Because I think it's really cool and important to like, rewind and bring people in from the get-go. And then, kind of let them know about, obviously, the beautiful plant of marijuana. So, Blakely, I'll let you take it.
All right. Thanks, sis. Okay. So, like I said earlier, I used heroin, meth, anything you could think of. I got high on it. Heroin and meth were my favorite pills. I was crazy. I was wild and out. Mm-hmm. I'm that type of girl you think, don't let her looks fool you. The way I looked, thank God I don't look like really, really, haggard and busted after everything I've done, y'all. Because I've done a lot of bad stuff busted. To my body. Mm-hmm. I'm so busted. Thankful, man. Okay. So I lived in a very, very dark, I was very dark life. Okay. I had a routine basically. Getting high was my routine. Harming my body, doing bad things, illegal things, anything, obstructive and you could think of, I was probably doing it. I have 2 small children, didn't care. I did care, but I was trapped up, locked up, wrapped up in addiction. I eventually got to a point, my husband had just been sent to the penitentiary for a 5-year sentence, second go round. I was looking at 5 years Department of Corrections here in the state of Oklahoma. Like I said, getting high was a way of life, and I eventually got sick of it, and I decided to get clean. So
how long would you say, like, what was the period of time that you had been using drugs, from what age to?
I would say 15. 15, that's the first time I got high on marijuana. Then from there, it just, you know, of course, it got worse and worse. So basically, I want to touch on how marijuana has helped me heal. It is such a heal. There's so many healing added properties in this plant. You know, like I said, I was so crazy back when I was getting high. No wonder I acted crazy, because all the chemicals I was putting in my body,
all the toxins,
yeah. Horrible stuff. No wonder I acted like a nut. You mean if you do your research and really truly know what's in meth or heroin? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even know if you are going to make it out alive once you come down off this high days. So, but with marijuana, you don't have to worry about that.
So it's really, I mean, kind of just saying what you just said. I mean, it's a good, helps with withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like, what would you say?
So I remember me when I was first getting sober.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. My sister Brandon kept me high, and she really helped me with that. She really did. It was an ongoing thing for me, and I still stay medicated.
Yeah, I'm a very firm believer in use marijuana as much as you need it to allow it to make you feel normal in your normal state. Mm-hmm. I'm a very all natural person. Yes. So just, you know, being able to, like, you know, help Blakely throughout what she has been going through, and for us to both, like, just bond over cannabis and, you know, just to smoke and stuff together all the time. Like, if that is the distraction that works for you and helps you, you know, with cravings and withdrawal, it's just kind of like, I feel like you had to practice cannabis for a while and using it till you knew, like, okay, this is what I got to go to every time. It's not something else.
That's so true. And that leads me to the next point I wanted to touch on. It says, so, you know, like I said, it was a way of life. You obviously have to make a choice inside of yourself to want to do something different. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you've been doing something for so long, you know,
don't matter what it is.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just going to change like that. And it's something simple, real easy. You have to want it, you know, inside. Marijuana is not just going to instantly make you not want to get high or have a craving.
Right.
It's helped ease that. Mm-hmm. And now, like you said, I know how I need to medicate myself so I can get where I need to get, my happy place, basically, where I can do what I need to do without anxiety or fear. Mm-hmm. That's crippling.
I feel like whenever you come from, you know, the background of, like, using different things to cope with your feelings and how you're supposed to get on with your day, like, using marijuana is going to help you with that so much, but it is in the back of your mind, like, how am I doing it with just this? Mm-hmm. It kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? That you're just like, okay, marijuana, that's all I'm using and it's helping me. Yeah. I'm not taking, you know, a Xanny or,
so true.
To ease your mind.
Yeah. Sometimes go ahead.
No. Okay. Sorry.
No.
So would you say you're about to be your year sober. Congratulations.
Thank you. Super proud of you, sis.
Would you say before that, what was the longest that you stayed sober?
Oh, goodness. Oh, girl. I was never sober. I wasn't sober. I might have told you that I was sober and you might have believed that I was sober, really well believed it, but I was not sober, unfortunately. So maybe, I don't know.
And that just, I mean, again, that just goes to show it's a beautiful thing
that
you're here now, a year later, living a beautiful life.
Thank God you're alive.
Yeah.
That's right. Literally, thank God.
Yeah. Okay, Blakely, so you've said so many good things so far on this podcast about addiction and cannabis and what it's done for you. And what would you say just to anybody listening who is struggling right now with addiction, or family who has a loved one who's struggling with it? And what would you say? I want to hear your perspective.
Sure. Yeah. So I would say someone who's still, you know, who's struggling out there right now, I was just telling my sister, go get a sack, go get some marijuana, have somebody get you a sack, something.
Let's disclose a sack of marijuana.
Absolutely.
I was like, let's be clear here.
Mary Jane, baby. Okay. So, and just relax. And then you can go from there. Once you get into a good state of mind where you can think, chill out, you know, it'll help you chill no matter, you know what I'm saying. And then you can go from there. Let your family know that you want help, or that you're wanting to make a new change in your life. You're wanting to do something different.
Support.
Because lots of times your family just needs to know that. Maybe they may not know, and you might have more support than you really think that you do. But I say get high, ease your mind first, and then go from there, see what the next step is. It's, you don't have to get high, obviously, but it just helps me relax and really think logically, I feel like. Mm.
It's true. I've seen Blakely have some illogical. I'm sure. Illogical. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just need to say, girl, go hit the joint. Go smoke some weed.
Sometimes we do. We're like, yeah. Smoke some weed.
I'm like, serious. Do we all need a smoke? Like, yes. You're being crazy. Let's smoke a J.
There we go.
Let's just shut the front door.
It's necessary sometimes. Smoke, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thankful for it.
Well, we're so happy that you consented to come on the Cannabis Hangout. Go ahead, Tom.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing, and we're so happy to have you here. And
we're big supporters and believers in talking through things, and especially with our problems in general. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's great for you to come on here, Blakely, and just kind of, you know, let people know and hear you. I feel like that's how you recover every day on your own, is talking about it and helping others, or just sharing your story in general, not even having to do with addiction, just cannabis and your story. So we look forward to a lot of that coming. So thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks, girls, for having me today. I look forward for future sessions with the Cannabis Hangout. I've had a blast. You guys are awesome. I love y'all.
Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for next week's episode.